We're up to Parshas Nasa, but this Shabbos is no Parshas Nasa. So this Shabbos, we laid the Masa Tasa, so that's why I'm going to the Tzukim say, Aser to Aser is called Tua Asarecha. You take Maser from all your Tua. Hayotze Asab Hashana Shara, that comes from your fields annually. And you should eat this miser, presumably they're not the miser sheni, but mokam asher yifkar, the place that was chosen, the shakin shmo sham, where Hashem rests over there, miser the gunfa, tiroshu the tzerecho, the chorus, the korkos, the necha, or the miser of your fields and your animals, and your cattle and your sheep, the mantilmad, in order that you should learn Ligiras Hashem Elokecha Mikol Hayom, you should learn to fear Hashem all your days. So the Rashbam learns Laman Tilmad Ligira Kishatir Mokam Shechina, when you see the Mokam Shechina, the Kohanim Va'avodasa, and the Kohanim doing the Avodah, Levi and the Duchana, Levi are doing the Duchan, Yisrael and Mamadah, then you will learn to fear Hashem Kol Hayom. I'm sorry, that was the Rashbam. Sfarno learns the Mantilmad Lira, Kibemokam Hanifkar Lamikdash, at the place that was chosen for the base of Mikdash, Yia Bezdin Agodol Lahavan Lahoros. Bezdin is there, Lahavan Lahoros, to understand and to teach. So it sounds like they're saying different things. I wasn't sure what. The Ramban, Tilmad Liras Hashem, Ki haKohanim vaShoftim homim shoftim Hashem, the Kohanim and the judges that are there, Morei haTorah, they are the teachers of Torah. Yilamduhu Yeroso, they will teach him to fear. The Yeruhu haTorah, they will teach him Torah mitzvahs. So it sounds like there is a machlokus. In case I didn't, it was running out of room on the sheet, but the Rabbeinu Bechai says this line: "Ki timsa Hashem apanam aviyim mori atorah v'yilamdu oska avod vayirah." Rabbeinu Bechai seems like the Kohanim and the Shoftim will teach you. So it sounds like there's two opinions: the mantulmad, is it going to be that you'll go to Yerushalayim and all of the Kohanim and the Shoftim are going to actually learn with you, and male to learn with you, to learn you Rabbi to help the Sefiras Hashem and all the Torah mitzvahs. That's one pshat. And the other pshat seems to be that it's more, osmosis. By going there, it seems to be the Rashbam, Kishetira, Mokam Shechina. When you'll see the Mokam Shechina, and the Kohanim, and the Avoda, and the Leviim, and doing the Duchanim, and Yisrael the Mamadah. So when you see that, you will learn to fear Hashem. Sounds like two different opinions. In case there was any confusion as to whether I'm right, I had some confusion whether I was right. And the Ibn Ezra, the Mantilmad, Hatam, Ki Kasha Telech HaMokam HaKavod, when you go to the Mokam HaMikdash, the Mokam HaKavod, Shom Yilamducha, there they will teach you. That sounds like the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechai, and the Sforno. The Tam Shenis, a second reason, Leos Laman Tilmud, Kitam Egla Mamumda, an animal that is trained, Vahatam, what's the reason? Regilis. That is Regilis, Ruhu Hayosha Beinai. The Ibn Ezra likes the second shot better. I was doing a lot of snooping around. You see this posis which we learned in Loyachor, Kimitzion Teitesorah. The Gemara says, from Tzion comes Torah. Why from Tzion does Torah come out? The Vishayaroa Kedusha Gedola. Because over there you can see a higher level, a greater Kedusha, the Kohanim Oskim Bavoda. And the Kohanim are involved, engaged in the Avodah. So a person who sees that will be mechavin his heart more to Yiras Shemayim and Limud Torah. With Ashim B'Sifri, he quotes a Sifri, Leman Tilmad Le'ira, a Sifri on our Pasuk, Godol Maisa Sheni. Why is Maisa Sheni greater? Shemayim L'Idei Talmud. It brings a person to learn, V'Shaya Omeid Yerushalayim, because the person standing in Yerushalayim, Achiyocha Maisa Sheni Shalo, so his Maisa Sheni gets eaten, V'Yaroa, and he sees, Shekulam Oskim in Melech HaShemayim. That he sees that everyone's involved in Melech HaShemayim. Ubavoda. So Hayagam Humachav in the Yerushalayim Oskim B'Torah. So it sounds like, according to Tosfos, according to the Sifri, that a person goes to Yerushalayim, and the mere fact that he sees everyone Oseg the Melech HaShemayim, that's going to propel him to a higher level of his Yerushalayim. Just seeing everyone involved in Yerushalayim. So the first point that hit me is that, a person, he's going to Yerushalayim, he knows this is the point of the mitzvah. It's not like he, he's going sight unseen. This is the Tama Mitzvahs. So people go just to know the Tama Mitzvahs. So he's going to Yerushalayim. So often we're in that situation where we see Kulam, Oskim and Melech HaShemayim. Everyone's involved in Melech HaShemayim. But if we take a step back to the Deher, that in itself can inspire us, can do something to us to help our Yerushalayim. That's a beautiful thing. You see, Shavuos night, everyone's, staying up learning. I don't know if they're the same as the people that are Oseg and Melech HaShemayim by Yerushalayim. I'm not comparing it to that. But probably to a certain extent, just the hearing that everyone is involved in Melech HaShemayim, people stay up all night. It's not a common people don't usually stay up all night. But just to see that everyone's involved in Melech HaShemayim has the ability, not anything specific. Because he's not zeroing in the Sifri on the specifics of the duchening of the Kohen or the Avoda of the Leviya, of Leviya and the Yisrael Bamada. He doesn't get involved in anything specific. It's just the total, sum total, the composite of everyone involved in Melech HaShemayim, that in itself is going to inspire a person, Godol Maisa Sheni, for this reason. The reason behind the mitzvah of Maisa Sheni is to go and be able to see that, and that's going to, in turn, inspire him, and he himself, Mechavan, more Oseg B'Torah and Limud HaTorah. So, that's it. We have the ability to do that. So, when we have opportunities to see everyone involved in Melech HaShemayim, we have to use the opportunity, not just that I'm learning, that he's learning. We have to use that opportunity to inspire ourselves with Melech HaShemayim. So that's the Sifri. Now, if I learned all these Maamar Kamos correctly, it seems like there are two camps. I tried to show that there are two camps. Some learn that there's Mamash, there are classes going on. Shirim, Kohanim, the Shoftim, the Gedolim, and the Shoaim are giving classes. And mainly, people are coming from all over. Not necessarily did they have these people all over, all in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin. So the giving classes is a beautiful thing. That's the purpose of the Maisa Sheni. Then this other camp, which the other group, the Rashbam and this Tosfos, the Free, are learning differently. That it's more through not actual classes, but just through osmosis. I call osmosis, just, seeing this is going to inspire them. Maybe not osmosis, maybe more than osmosis, but there's no actual classes specifically going on. But I think even in this camp, it sounds to me like there are two or three camps. I just want to speak about each of these three. So the first one is the Sifri. I just want to read this Kaskuni and Ralbag, and just bring out a point from the next two also. But I think they're all working within this second opinion that there were no direct classes. Let's look at this kaskumi. The mantilma liira, tehe ragyo. That should be, this regilus. That sounds like the osmosis shot, the second shot in the Yemen Ezra. Kuma egla melumda, para limud midbar. Shekeshetala the regel, when you go to bring your maisa sheni, lecho maisa sheni shofar, to eat it, to tira kohanim babodosim, to see the kohanim the avodah, levi and bashirim, the Yisrael of my mother, the Sanhedrin, Yoshrin, the Donin, Dina Nisharim, you see the Sanhedrin sitting and judging laws that are Yashar, Umorim Horos, and their Paschi Halachas, Shemisham Horoi Yelta the Chol Yisrael, from there the Pesach goes out to all Chol Yisrael, Tilmad Le'iris Hashem Lokecha. So, it sounds from this Kaskuni that he's not learning like the Sifri. It's not that you see all this and you see Kulam Oskim and Lechesh Shemaya. Because he goes into specifics. Sanhedrin Yoshin Vedonadin Yashar and Umorim Horosh Shemisham Horosh Yosefa Yisrael. That's not the part that they're Osei explaining what it is. It's not the part that they're Osei and Lechesh Shemaya. It's from the specifics. He'll learn something. He'll be inspired from the Kohanim and their Avodah. That's probably very inspiring. The Levim and their singing. Some of it through Kalbach. Yisrael, the Amadam. Yisrael and Sanhedrin sitting in Dan being Yisharim. So, Klal, you see that. Just you see the Sanhedrin, Yoshim, the Dan being Yisharim. How's it, this guy's going to go there and he knows whether the judges are judging being Yisharim? Now, how is he supposed to know if they are or they aren't? And I wasn't sure. Some may also see that there are maybe Pesachim coming out. He doesn't understand, but whatever it is, he's going to see that. Umorim Horosh and Misham Horosh Yosef HaYisrael. When you see this, the Pesach that comes out, it goes out for all of HaYisrael. That in itself, Hilma Liyiras Hashem Lokecha. Evidently, there's something to be said, You sit and you're learning, with the Mishnah Berurah, a Chosha Mishla, you're a Deya, and, you're learning the Halachas, and from there, from that learning, is going to come out a Psach that's going to affect all of Chai Yisrael. It's going to shake a person to his core. From that, he's going to learn the Yiras Hashem Lokecha. And I read this, I don't want to bring a shmuz from a story, but I think there's a chiddush here. Just that. The fact that, just through the Pesach, from this Pesach comes out, it affects all of Chai Yisrael. So I was reading, there was a Meister with Rabbi Dr. Abraham Torsky from Pittsburgh. He came to many of the Yeshiva conventions. And so he has this rehabilitation center. So the story goes that one time, coming into his AA, his Alcoholic Anonymous groups that he runs as a priest. And he's working with the priest for a while, and he thinks he's, got them together again. He says, okay, remember, you have to be careful, you can't drink any more wine. The priest says, I have to drink wine. I have to do baptisms. I'm not really so familiar with all of the other rituals that take place in their Roman Catholic society, but there are other rituals that take place. He has to drink wine. He can't help it. Dr. Torsky says, but you can't. He says, I have to. You have to drink wine. He says, why do you use grape juice? So the priest looks at him and says, grape juice? You can't use grape juice. You have to use wine. So he pulls out Nigus Moshe and he tells him that there's a tshuva here we have from our grand rabbi. He says, you can use grape juice instead of wine. So the story goes, I wasn't able to verify it myself, but everyone's welcome to. They sent this tshuva, the priest sent this tshuva to the Vatican, and the Vatican issued a psak, horah, that from here on in you're allowed to use grape juice instead of wine, based on the tshuva from a Moshe Feinstein. I remember reading this story, it's like such a chiller, wow. Yeah, when you see a horah that goes out, this is even more than Yosef Kol Yisrael, even more than Kol Yisrael. The word going out, the Moshe Paschim, then. use grape juice instead of wine. But just the mere fact that, you know, we learn, and this learning, and this fact, it could affect all of my Israel. That in itself, and then when we learn, some of the things we learn, the solution that we have, it might not affect all of my Israel. That in itself, Tilmud L'Yiras Hashem. That's the Tishkuni. And just for Al-Bad, just the top and the bottom, the Man Tilmud L'Yiras Hashem L'Kach Kol Yamin. Magid teaches us Shetoela Zosa Mitzvah, the purpose, the benefit of this mitzvah, Hashem, a person should learn to fear Hashem. And he can only eat it in the makom that was chosen. Over there you'll find the chachamim shegyoru mishpi Hashem liyakov v'shoros liyisrael. Over there you will find the chachamim that will paskin the judgments of Hashem. I'm not sure just from that what he meant. I suspect he meant like the first camp, like the Sepharno, like the Ramban, like the Ben Bechai. Why do I say that? Because you look for the brackets on the bottom. The Shom Gamken, he's saying like the second Sfar. So it sounds like there are two Sfars. The first one is over there, the Paskin or whatever. I'm not sure. But in either case, and it's a different nuance of the same, I'm not sure. B'sham gam king, yagilu atzma mitnezel yiras Hashem, yisal nitzad achir. There's another reason why he will become affected, and it will cause a regilus in him to have more yiras Hashem. Why? Ki kvar, it says an amazing thing. Ki kvar yims Hashem, because included in the people that bring ma'is Hashemi, is going to be Mishiyesh lo Shia Rav Mizah Maiser. Someone who have so much Maiser, and don't forget, it's Maiser Begonta, Tiroshka Vitzerecha, Ubechoros Bekorcha Vitzanecha. It's not just the Maiser of your wheat and your oils, your wines, and it's also the Maiser of the Bechoros Bekorcha Vitzanecha. So the guy is going to be in Yerushalayim with some people which Shia Rav, he's going to have tremendous amounts of food. V'lo yuchal esakiv sham, ad shiachu hu beso. He's got to get back to his business. He just can't afford to stay there until he finishes eating. You know, he rent a room in a hotel over there, and he's going to stay there until they finish eating the Maisa Shani. He can be there for another year. He's got to get back. So what's he going to have to do? With Zayim Maher, that's why he will hurry. Los seis mimeno, he'll have to take from all of his food, the Leviyah, the Sharatsuyim. He's going to have to give, you know, I got to use up all this food. He's not giving it out. You know? Yeah, give it to Leviyah and other people that are needy. V'zeri mash yagilav yivne minat vasiyas atztaka. And this will create within him a minat, a regilus in giving tztaka. And this is also amazing. Here, the guy's got a multi-million-dollar business back at home, and he's stuck here in Yerushalayim, forgive the expression, he's stuck here in Yerushalayim, I've got to get back to my business. They're calling him on a cell phone, the summer, you know, that's what it'll be. He's got so many pressures, he's got to get back. And he's here with his wife and kids, he's got to eat, you know, from everything that he's got, and he just can't finish it. Oh, he didn't finish, got to wait till tomorrow. Again tomorrow. No, we didn't finish yet. He's waiting and waiting. He's not getting back. So he says, get rid of this. Give it to Levine. Give it to anyone. I got to get back. As it says, that he just can't. It starts off shit that what? The Rabbah says that the lo yuchal is akiv shem. He can't stay there actually after Levine. He just can't afford it. He's got to get back. So what does he do? Because he's got to get back, he's got to get rid of all this, divest himself of all this stuff. It's hurting his business. And what's going to happen because of this? You think, well, you get back because of this. Go back to his business. What becomes because of this? He created within himself a minute to get tzedakah. I'm sure amazing. That is going to cause within him a minute to get tzedakah, even though it came about through personal benefit. He just wanted to get rid of this stuff. It appears he just wants to get rid of it because he wants to go back home. And yet just the pa'ula, just going through the motions almost, to take yours and give it to somebody else is going to create within him a mitzvah tzedakah. And very often we're in this position, you know, keep tzedakah, I'm not really giving it lishma, I'm not giving it motive, I'm going to help the guy out, I'm going to do a chesed, another reason why I'm doing it, I'll say no, it's not pure. But here, this Sukkot, the reason is not pure. But just going through the act of chesed, of giving somebody something, just that in itself creates a tremendous hashpa, it creates a minute to give the tzedakah. So here we have, so to speak, three ideas on this Maisa Sheni. First you have the Sifri, just the mere fact that he sees everyone, just the fact that you see everyone involved in Lech HaShemayim has the ability to inspire. So we're, you can see that every day. In Poshke and Shavuos, we have that ability. Number two, we have this Chizkuni. He goes in that the Hashpah is going to come also through osmosis, but the specific items that he's going to see, including this idea that the learning, the psak that's going to come out, is going to affect all of Klai Yisrael, and itself has the ability to inspire. That this psak that they're learning affects all of Klai Yisrael. That in itself is a hashpa, and could raise his level of Yerushalayim. And then we have this Ralbad, that he's going to be forced to divest himself of all of his food and his bakar, and the mela that will inspire him to the minute of giving stuff.